Now, today's No Sweat News. Are you ready?
I am ready.
The bizarre stories of the day, all put together into one quick newscast so you can be thrilled and amazed.
Okay.
At the stupidity of your fellow human beings. And then potentially win the prize on Friday's No Sweat News quiz, which is big this year. This week, it's Greta Van Fleet tickets and an opportunity to maybe meet the band.
Sold out Stone Pony Summer Stage.
Dateline, the ocean for story number one, Dave.
Oh, the ocean.
A new record was just set for the deepest ocean dive in a manned submarine.
Oh.
A manned submarine went into the Mariana Trench in the Pacific Ocean. No, not named for Mariana Rivera. I just wanted to head you off at that Yankee pass.
It should be.
Went into the Mariana Trench in the Pacific Ocean, went 7 miles beneath the surface.
Wow.
35,000 feet to the ocean floor.
Oh, my God.
Never before had man gone that deep into the ocean.
Oh, jeez.
It was dark. It was freezing, near freezing.
And they found Jimmy Hoffa.
No. What they did find, however, was 4 brand new, never before seen animal species.
Oh.
Crustaceans, animal life that could prove to hold further keys to the origins of life itself.
Oh, I see.
He also found a plastic bag.
Oh.
Doritos? And 4 candy wrappers.
4 candy wrappers. That's what he found. 7 miles
under the
deep
ocean.
Into the ocean.
Yep.
Almost basically scratching the Earth's core itself.
Yeah, 7 miles.
Let me present to you a conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we have creatures who live within the core of the Earth.
Yeah.
And they also like candy.
They're kicking their garbage up to the ocean floor.
I'm being optimistic here. Rather than humans throwing their candy wrappers down into the ocean, these creatures are throwing their candy wrappers up into the ocean.
I'm going to watch this on the Discovery Channel. And
Ancient aliens.
It's going to be like a Tim Hortons bag or something. It's going to be a Wawa sandwich bag or something. And I'm just going to want to launch myself off my rooftop.
I'm contacting my friends at the Ancient Aliens show in history to let them know.
7 miles down in the ocean. We already got some goddamn plastic down there.
Questions.
Nice job, humans. Well done, you bunch of freaks.
Was it Snickers? Did he tell us what kind of candies they were?
I think you have to watch the Discovery Channel to find that out, Dave.
I'm just saying I don't blame the alien Earth core if they were into Snickers because it's so good.
I mean, they're delicious.
I mean, come on.
They are delicious.
Both regular and bite-sized.
I don't think I said that, dear.
Eye for an eye. That's what Dad always said.
Dateline Washington. We got garbage 7 miles down. Come on, people. Dateline Washington, D.C. for story number two. This is interesting. A councilman in the District of Columbia is floating a new idea.
Oh.
Apparently, parking violations are a problem. And his idea? Citizen traffic enforcement. I.e., you'll be able to write someone else a parking ticket.
Hell no! And what are you sons of bitches? Jimmy Steele, the afternoon drive man here at the Rat, would be writing me up every day.
Here's the idea. The general public could write a parking ticket just by taking a cell phone picture and loading it up to a special app.
Oh, this is a great policy. Narc on your friends and rat them out.
He said it would start small with just a few people per neighborhood being trained. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, right now we have a few people per neighborhood being trained to write tickets. They're called policemen.
Right.
but I'd be writing everybody a goddamn ticket.
Yeah.
What's that? You got a blue car? That's a ticket. So, what are you parked over there? That's a ticket.
Again, a politician in Washington, D.C. doesn't actually want to do work, but rather put it on the citizens of this country to do everything.
Just crowdsourcing our parking tickets now.
I don't think so, dope.
And Dateline Canada for our third and final story of the day. A woman in Canada, in Quebec, is filing a class action lawsuit against Quebec's lottery because she says they never made it clear just how hard it would be to win.
Oh, you gotta be joking.
No.
You are.
Nope.
There's a phrase called win the lottery. It's equal to, I got extremely lucky.
I've been buying lottery tickets for the past 20 years and never knew just how much the odds were stacked against me. So she's suing Lotto. Unfortunately, the court rejected the lawsuit.
Thank God.
Because the odds of winning were actually printed on every ticket.
Ah! In your face.
That's today's No Sweat News. Greta Van Fleet tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. If you miss any of the episodes, make sure you go to the bottom of the ocean and clean up some goddamn plastic waste, would you?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.